Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Richard Sturban. Most intimidating thing, these guys with naturally deep, great voices.
Dom, I'm doing just fine. And it's certainly a pleasure to be able to talk to you once again and to all your fine listeners out there, certainly.
You got a golden voice, Richard. You really do.
And we talk once.
Well, you know what? Jokingly, I tell people, when people comment about my voice, jokingly I say, you know, if it wasn't for this voice, I'd have to work for a living. I'd have to actually get a real job.
Well, I think we talked about that, and it was around the age of 14.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
I remember a long story about that where it happened. First of all, nice shout-out from John Kruk about your soulmate there in the group, Joe Bonsall, also local, who passed, I think, Richard, in the last month.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That was a great thing that the Phillies did, you know, and I think John Kruk pretty much had everything to do with that. You know, Joe and John Kruk got to know each other pretty well in recent years because Joe is probably the biggest Phillies fan ever, and he never missed a Phillies game, and him and John Kruk started texting back and forth and got to know each other pretty well. So the tribute that they paid to Joe, you know, before a Phillies game that night was so special. It's really unbelievable. It really was.
So is this one of those long, long farewell tours? Dan sent me some articles, and I'm looking at the various cities saying farewell. Say it's not so, or is it? And where are you going to be this weekend?
Okay, well, the best way that I can explain that, you know, back in the fall, we got together with our booking agent, and we decided, you know, this may be the appropriate time to start a farewell tour, you know, and by doing a farewell tour, what we're trying to do anyway is we're trying to go to as many places as we can possibly go to. You know, we've been so fortunate and so blessed with a great career. So we want to say thank you to as many people as we can, and mainly our fans, of course. You know, but not just our fans, you know, people in radio like yourself who have played our records over the years and promoted our group, you know, people in the press that have written so many good things about us. And so, you know, when we first decided to do a farewell tour, we figured, well, let's try it for a year and see how it goes. And now, you know, the rest of this year is so booked up, we are now booking dates for next year now. So, the only thing I can tell you is we're on a farewell tour, but I cannot tell you when it's going to end because we do not know that ourselves.
Well, I love that, though. That is a great device. I think Elton John's farewell tour has been the last 20 years, so I hope it goes the same for you.
To be very honest about you, you know, I'm not a kid anymore, as you know, we've talked before, but I'm not quite ready to hang it up yet. I'm not quite ready to retire. So I'm still feeling pretty good for my age. So I'm looking forward to working for a little while longer. So I can say that we are not retired. I think the end is inevitable and it'll be in a while, but we're not quite there yet. I think the good Lord above will tell us when it's time to hang it up. And he has not said that yet. So so we're still going to be around for a little while.
All right. Well, one thing before Dan has a question, where are you going to be this weekend, though? Come on. We want to know. People want to come out.
I know you asked me that. You asked me that. We're going to be two places that are within your listening area. Wednesday, we're going to be, believe it or not, I am located right now in Ocean City, New Jersey.
Ah, there you go.
I'm sitting on the deck of my sister's condo looking at the ocean. I was just on the beach and almost lost track of time, but I realized just in time it was time to call you. But we are going to be here in Ocean City, right on the music pier, whatever they call it, right here on the boardwalk.
Yeah, yes. The music pier. It's a great facility, yeah.
It is. And so we'll be there Wednesday night. And then Friday night, we're going to be right in your backyard. We're going to be at the Keswick Theater.
Hey.
And I believe it's called, in Glen, is it Glenside, I believe?
And Richard, have you played the Keswick before?
Yes, we have. We have played the Keswick before. And, basically it is Philadelphia, really. So we're right in your area.
Well, I said that because I've done events there. It is cavernous. It's huge. You're impressed. I think it seats 1,300. It's monstrous size when you do that. Yeah, it's a big venue.
So, we're looking forward to it, you know. And I can speak for all the Oak Ridge boys, and I can tell you, you know, we plan to have a great time. This farewell tour is a celebration. We're trying to celebrate, you know, the great career that we've been able to have. So, we want to encourage people, come on out and celebrate together with the Oak Ridge Boys, because we plan to have a great time. We're going to do our best to make it a great night. And you're going to hear a lot of the songs that you expect to hear. You're going to hear me, of course, do Giddy Up, Oom Papa, Mau Mau. That will definitely happen, you know. And all the hits, American Made, you know, Thank God for Kids, you know, the songs you expect to hear. We'll throw in a few songs. And we're now being produced by Dave Cobb, who's one of the hottest guys in Nashville. And we'll throw in a few new songs. As you probably know, we have a gospel music background, you know. So we'll throw in a little gospel. We're patriotic guys. We love to honor our country as well. So just a good night of good country music and family entertainment. That's really what the Oak Ridge Boys are all about.
It is an amazing run. Dan, your question?
Yeah, so Richard, from the Okies, being a Country Music Hall of Famer, you grew up in Camden, right across the bridge here, Joe over here in Philadelphia. Early 70s, I can't imagine that country western music was hugely listened to in Camden.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious, how did a guy, a kid from Camden, get into the world of country music?
Well, you know, it's kind of an interesting story. You know, I knew Joe, you know, before either one of us, is what I'm sure. I knew him long before we ever dreamed about spending over 50 years together in the Oak Ridge Boys. And I have helped organize my own group up here in this part of the country. Joe had his own little family group. I actually had a job during the week. We just sang on weekends. I had a job with Gimbel's, Gimbel Brothers, I believe, which is no longer there in Philadelphia, but I actually worked in the men's clothing department, and Joe would come in and hang out with me, and he occasionally might buy a shirt or something, but we mainly talked about singing and talked about music. So I got to know Joe long before we ever became Oak Ridge Boys, and we back then we never dreamed that someday we would be in the Oak Ridge Boys, you know. And I myself moved later on to Nashville and got a job with a group called J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet. And for about a year and a half, just before I joined the Oak Ridge Boys, I sang with the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis. And it was a special experience for me. And, you know, you asked me about the Hall of Fame just a minute ago. Back when I was a young guy in my 20s, singing with the King of Rock and Roll, I never dreamed that someday I would be in the same Hall of Fame together with him. But now, if you go into the Country Music Hall of Fame in downtown Nashville, go into the Rotunda, which is a very special place. you'll see the four faces of the Oak Ridge Boys on the wall in bronze. Look around the room. You'll see Elvis in bronze. You'll see Johnny Cash, you know, and Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers, you know. And for the Oak Ridge Boys to be a part of that is so special, it's beyond words. But back then when I was singing with Elvis, I never dreamed it would happen. But you never know how things are going to happen in your life.
Well deserved. Well deserved. And I have to tell you, you're a heck of an interview. Every time you're on, you light us up. So
Don, one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just back to where we started. I'm with you. Heck of an interview. I can just listen to Richard tell a story, mm-hmm. any story, for a long time. And apparently, I think the government thought so too, and his voice was so well received, his golden voice, that he did weather announcements or public service announcements for weather radio. What was that about?
Well, you know, one thing I've done over the years, I've kind of dabbled a little bit in voiceovers, you know, and I think if I didn't have a career as a singer, I might get into broadcasting, you know, because it has always been an interest of mine. But I also developed an interest in weather, and you know, the Weather Channel people found out about that, and they contacted me and asked me if I'd do public service, you know, announcements and spots to promote NOAA weather radios, and I was honored to do that. It's just a little something that I dabbled with on the side, and also, you know, I'm a huge baseball fan, and you know, we have a AAA team in Nashville, and I've sat in with the broadcaster there and broadcast some of the games. I'm also a huge college baseball fan. We have Vanderbilt right there in Nashville. I've sat in and done. So it's just the voiceover thing is something I just kind of as a hobby, you know, just dabbled in just a little bit.
Great stuff, Richard. Music Pier in Ocean City this coming Wednesday, and then the Keswick on Friday.
Just going to throw this out there. If it ever gets back to Kruk or the broadcasters, you got a guy who's an experienced baseball broadcaster might want to join you in the
booth. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. That'd be good stuff.
And the Phillies are having a great year. Unbelievable. They really are.
Absolutely. Richard, thank you. Yeah. Enjoy the shore and enjoy the Music Pier on Wednesday.
And both of you guys, thank you for promoting the fact that we're coming here to Ocean City and there in your area, right there in Philadelphia. When you promote us, you help us. And I can speak for all the guys and tell you, we appreciate it very much. So thank you. And I told you, you know, we're not quite retired yet. We're still going to be around for a little while. Maybe, just maybe, this may not be the last time we talk.
Oh, that we'll make a point of that. Thanks, Richard, very much.
Thanks to both of you, yes.
Thank you, Richard. Right. That Elvis story the last time, didn't have him retell it. I just would be mesmerized. Elvis is standing in front of me.
Right.
That would be a side question, Dan, because I've had occasion due to this job where in front of me I'm going, you know, I'm about ready to interview them or I'm in a group where I've seen them. Who is it if they were in front of you? To go, oh, my God. Don't look, Maisie. That's Elvis over there.
Yeah.
Particularly in full regalia, the whole.
And working at Stern, I got to say, the first time Howard walked
down the hallway, several, right.
I was like, whoa.
Who was it?
Howard himself.
Entire
life, and when he walked to the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But there's a lot. I mean, Betty White, I was definitely... Yep. David Dr. Hasselhoff. Dr. Ruth, rest in peace, was one. Hasselhoff, man, that was very strange that I was starstruck for that because I would never expect to be. But the fact that he was much taller than I would have ever expected really got to me. Do you know he's a really big guy?
Who?
David Hasselhoff.
No, I did not.
Yeah, he's 6'4".
I did not know that, no.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I want to play you what J.D. Vance said about his cat lady comment. Our buddy Dan Chris Tremaglia, who I first met at the University of Penn, deep conservative. He's an editor now at the Washington Examiner. I don't know if you knew that part. Has a column up saying Trump should dump J.D. Vance. And I'm seeing that more around the country.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think he will, but the post-polling, post-the-convention is not good. And comments like this, even though taken out of context, have started, you know, it's playing into their hands tactically is the problem here. The cat lady comment. Provocative. You know, you make things provocative. I get it. But here he's on Megyn Kelly today, and he's making a good policy point that the Harris people now, at least in this context, are against the child tax break that parents get. They want more government programs to be involved than something like that. They don't like cutting taxes. Here's J.D. Vance with Megyn Kelly explaining what he meant by these cat lady Democrats and how the Democrat Party really is more anti-family every single day. Here's what he said.
I know the media wants to attack me and wants me to back down on this, Megyn, but the simple point that I made is that having children, becoming a father, becoming a mother, I really do think it changes your perspective in a pretty profound way. This is something, of course, we've recognized for hundreds of years in this country that human civilization has always recognized. But there's a deeper point here, Megyn. It's not a criticism of people who don't have children. I explicitly said in my remarks, despite the fact the media has lied about this, that this is not about criticizing people who, for various reasons, didn't have kids. This is about criticizing the Democratic Party for becoming anti-family and anti-child. We have to ask ourselves, Megyn, why do we have masking of toddlers years after the pandemic ended? Why do we have the Harris campaign coming out this very morning, Megyn, and saying that we should not have the child tax credit, which lowers tax rates for parents of young children? It's because they have become anti-family and anti-kid. And I'm proud to stand up for parents, and I hope that parents out there recognize that I'm a guy who wants to fight for you. I want to fight for your interests. I want to fight for your stake in the country, and that is what this is fundamentally about. The Democrats, in the past 5-10 years, Megyn, they have become anti-family. It's built into their policy. It's built into the way they talk about parents and children, and it's time that we called that out. I don't think we should back down from it, Megyn. I think we should be honest about the problem.
All right. All in agreement. I just think the cat lady part of this, and that's what they're going to seize on, to his point. Now, it does look like the Harris people are opposing the child tax credit under the current form, going down that path. And the Democrat Party is the things that he said. I would add to it traditional family, et cetera. You know, they're going to argue they're for families, just not the type of families you want. And we go down this memory hole. Thing that both parties are doing, keep in mind the word weird. They're going after Vance, calling him weird. You know, they haven't said nerdy. Nerdy's too polite. They're saying weird. And Republicans somewhat have been trying to show how weird Harris is in a personal way. So both parties are into this arms race around weird, not somebody you'd have a beer with type of stuff. That's a little bit of where it's going. But do I think Trump is going to drop J.D. Vance? I don't think so. But I would tell you this, I think there's a possibility if it continues going this way. And Chris Tramaglia, Dan, writing in the Washington Examiner, and look, this guy is a deep conservative. You know, that's how I met him there. It was a Candace Owens speech that was going on, and he was part of the people that brought her there. He thinks that J.D. Vance at this point, really, you can't argue where he adds anything. And what's happening, at least polling-wise early on, is not good. So could it happen? Yeah, it would. Could happen, and there would be... Think about this. The Democrats wait till 14 million people have voted. They tag out, soft coup, Joe Biden, even though we all see their point. We saw it in the debate, and he can't win, but they did it. They tag Kamala Harris in without any back and forth of anything, and they're acting as if she should be coronated. Oh, my God, we finally discovered this. But if Trump would tag out J.D. Vance, who would he put in, Dan? Who would you say? You know, I think
Byron Donalds.
Byron Donalds, yeah, I don't know the vetting, though. You know, if I had faith in how fully they vet it and all that, I mean, I love the guy. I love what he's about.
Also, just to be completely transparent on that, if you're complaining about J.D. Vance making cat lady comments, this is the same guy that got tied up in the comments recently with, what did he say?
Oh, he talked about Jim Crow era, how the black family was better and all, but I thought he did an effective job in pushing back on his feet.
I think he did.
Yeah, he's
really
tremendous. Did. And not only that, you're not going to push him around racially. So, yeah, I could see that. I don't want Doug Burgum, though. I don't even want to consider that. I mean, come on. How did we die? Yeah. And Rubio and Trump, I don't see that being a good marriage if they win. You'd have to get over the finish line. Does he move the needle with Latinos? And then we have to figure who's Harris going to tag in there. I'm not sure if Virginia is fully in play at this point. I'm looking at polling today, though. And this is a good news front for the Trump campaign. Rasmussen reports they've done more Harris-Trump polling than almost any pollster. No surprise to us. And it indicates that Trump is well ahead of Harris, 53-33, among independents only when you poll just independents. So Trump has held solidly here despite the giddiness over Vice President Harris. The issue will be, though, does this hold? They'll get a bump from the convention. Everybody does. Who does she choose as VP? Either tomorrow or Monday. Coming to Pennsylvania, Dan, this is an all-star thing. It will be Kamala Harris, Josh Shapiro, and the big Gretch. So she's going to have Whitmer and Josh Shapiro with her. They don't tell us where, though. I got the wins, your credentials, your time, and all that, but I don't know where. Probably Philadelphia, I would guess. So we'll have full coverage, the big Gretch in Philadelphia.
Wow.
That's Gretchen Whitmer, yeah.
You think the announcement will be made in Philly?
Well,
if it's going to be here in Philly, it's got to be Shapiro, right?
You don't
come to Pennsylvania and tell, hey, look, we're going to go to Michigan.
You know, we talked about J.D. Vance's beard yesterday. Nobody killed me. They had a lot of fun with it, you know, us growing beards for Don Trump Jr.
Which you're going to do, right?
Yeah, I think we are. A little growth there.
Well, I already got it going on.
Well, that's where you have the advantage. But I was going to make the point. Well, Kamala Harris, if she's there with Shapiro, wear heels. You'll see what I mean. And the big Gretch, I think, is pretty big. Will she wear heels? Or will there be a no-heels policy?
How tall is Gretchen Whitmer?
She looks about 5'8", 5'7". Harris is about, what, 5'7", 5'8", something like that?
Hmm. And then
with heels,
estimated to be between 5'8", and 5'10".
Oh, the big Gretch?
The big Gretch.
She does look big. And Harris got to be somewhere around there, Dan.
No.
You don't think so?
Uh-uh.
She's 5'6 or 5'7.
5'4.
Oh, she is? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Josh Shapiro, then, without heels, will be. Now, Ron DeSantis.
Shapiro's 5'6", right?
Yeah. So watch for that. All right. You know, you can say, oh, that's petty and all that, but.
Wow. If you Google Josh Shapiro height, it's no longer available.
Penny, you're doing a tour. So tell us about the tour when it comes to our area, how people can find out about that.
Well, unfortunately, I just left the great Keystone State, it was incredible. We were in Butler County with, you know, a few hundred women, and it was really, I sense something happening there, and I don't think Kamala Harris is going to like it. Frankly, women are sick of the status quo. The economy figures largely, no matter what they're being told by the green eye shade professionals in Washington, they know at the end of the month as they try to pay their bills, they have less money in their checking account than they did under former President Trump. They know that crime is out of control. They know that that there's about 250,000 illegal immigrants living in the state of Pennsylvania. They know their children are being indoctrinated by leftists in school system with gender ideology. And they just got a front row seat to all the crazy when Bibi Netanyahu came to Congress a few days ago and talked about that 8 Americans are being held hostage. And they're not having it. I got to tell you, what I heard in the great state of Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, was a lot of mama bears who were extremely upset.
Well, but don't you think Harris energizes the other side when it comes to abortion? And I would ask, how are you feeling with the Republican position vis-a President Trump, which is not Penny as determined to set 6-week bans as Ron DeSantis did? Trump has staked out a different position.
Well, listen, my position is life should be protected from conception to natural death, and that's certainly always been CWA's position. But understand, we still remember the fact that President Trump gave us 3 Supreme Court justices that overturned Roe v. Wade and gave us the actual opportunity to finally have the ability to impact the states. And so we've got to do a better job, and people have money need to stroke checks, and we have to go into every single state and make our case. 24 weeks, you know, viability is the limit there in Pennsylvania. And at 24 weeks, a fully formed baby is clearly living. I mean, most people may not agree with me that life begins at conception if we're really going to look at the data. But the vast majority of people, and particularly women, do not agree that abortion should be legal any number, any reason, at any limit, all paid for by the taxpayer, which is actually the position of the Harris campaign at this point. So, you know, we need to continue to have this discussion about what America believes and what America thinks. But right now in Pennsylvania, the left have it their own way. I don't know what they're looking for, maybe until birth. I guess that's what they'd be pushing for next. Certainly, I'm more conservative on that issue, and women are really kind of split right down the middle. When you see the issue of abortion ranked in polling for women, it's not at the top. It comes somewhere down, you know, about halfway down the level, you know, 5-6 on that. And half of those women take my position. Half of those women are pro-life. So it cuts both ways. And honestly, the question is, how excited are they about the issue? I will tell you, I heard a lot of women very concerned about the fact that when Kamala Harris was AG, she specifically went after pregnancy care centers and tried to shut them down if they would not promote abortion. That case, it was called Nifla versus Becerra, went all the way to the Supreme Court, pre-Trump Supreme Court, and was struck down because it was so radical. So they know in Pennsylvania that they need to get legal funds together for pregnancy care centers. That's not pro-choice. That's pro-abortion. If you don't want there to be any other choice, any other alternative, that's the position that the Harris campaign has taken on this.
All right, Penny, I wanted to ask you, too, J.D. Vance. And we played in context. He was on with Megyn Kelly, kind of telling us what he meant. about the cat lady situation and saying the Democrat Party now, as currently constituted, doesn't support child tax credits. What do you think of where Vance is headed with this?
Well, I'm sorry. I wish I had heard that. I don't know what you're specifically referring to. But there is an anti-natalist group within the Democratic Party. Let's just be honest. Concern Women for America has always supported tax credits for children. We need to make sure that families have what they need. We support school choice. We need parents to be able, the money should follow the kid. And the parents should be able to decide what school works for my kid. That would take care a lot of this. And give parents the ability to say, my kid should go to Jewish day school or should go to Christian school or should go to a public school in a different zip code. And if we really want to take care of inequity, that's where we start. Getting kids out of failing schools, giving them the ability to learn in an educational setting that fits their needs, and the state doesn't have the ability to determine that.
Exactly. Well, Penny, glad you were in Pennsylvania. Where do people go to your group to follow what you're doing?
Follow us at concernwomen.org and then on all the socials, and also I'm on social media as well, PY Nance. On Instagram and everything else, and follow our bus tour. The Big Pink Bus is going around the country. We will end in Montana, which is a very important state for a Senate race, as of August 20th. But pray for us and follow us, and we're out there talking to women and speaking the truth to power.
Thank you, Penny. Penny Nance here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is push pound 1210. We have the lightning round coming up, and then we'll make a determination on the winner for this week for a great prize. But J.D. Vance, with the attacks on him with Appalachia, Kentucky, and then the cat lady stuff, is really center ring. Harris drowning some of that out. But here's what Vance said. I want to play it one more time. What Vance said to Megyn Kelly today.
You want the whole clip or just the tax credit part?
Yeah, just the tax credit part.
Why do we have the Harris campaign coming out this very morning, Megyn, and saying that we should not have the child tax credit, which lowers tax rates for parents of young children? It's because they have become anti-family and anti-kid. And I'm proud to stand up for parents, and I hope that parents out there recognize that I'm a guy who wants to fight for you. I want to fight for your interests. I want to fight for your stake in the country, and that is what this is fundamentally about. The Democrats, in the past 5-10 years, Megyn, they have become anti-family. It's built into their policy. It's built into the way they talk about parents and children, and it's time that we called that out. I don't think we should back down from it, Megyn. I think we should be honest about the problem.
All right, that coming off the cat lady comment and, taken out of context, of course.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Penny, you're doing a tour, so tell us about the tour when it comes to our area, how people can find out about that.
Well, unfortunately, I just left the great Keystone State, and it was incredible. We were in Butler County with, you know, a few hundred women, and it was really, I sensed something happening there, and I don't think Kamala Harris is going to like it. Frankly, women are sick of the status quo. The economy figures largely, no matter what they're being told by the green eye shade professionals in Washington, they know at the end of the month as they try to pay their bills, they have less money in their checking account than they did under former President Trump. They know that crime is out of control. They know that that there's about 250,000 illegal immigrants living in the state of Pennsylvania. They know their children are being indoctrinated by leftists in school system with gender ideology. And they just got a front row seat to all the crazy when Bibi Netanyahu came to Congress a few days ago and talks about that 8 Americans are being held hostage. And they're not having it. I got to tell you, what I heard in the great state of Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, was a lot of mama bears who were extremely upset.
Well, but don't you think Harris energizes the other side when it comes to abortion? And I would ask, how are you feeling with the Republican position vis-a-vis President Trump, which is not Penny as what? As determined to set 6-week bans as Ron DeSantis did. Trump has staked out a different position.
Well, listen, my position is life should be protected from conception to natural death, and that's certainly always been CWA's position. But understand, we still remember the fact that President Trump gave us 3 Supreme Court justices that overturned Roe v. Wade and gave us the actual opportunity to finally have the ability to impact the states. And so we've got to do a better job. And people have money, need to stroke checks, and we have to go into every single state and make our case. 24 weeks, you know, viability is the limit there in Pennsylvania. And at 24 weeks, a fully formed baby is clearly living. I mean, most people may not agree with me that life begins at conception if we're really going to look at the data. But the vast majority of people, and particularly women, do not agree that abortion should be legal any number, any reason, at any limit, all paid for by the taxpayer, which is actually the position of the Harris campaign at this point. So, you know, we need to continue to have this discussion about what America believes and what America thinks. But right now in Pennsylvania, the left have it their own way. I don't know what they're looking for, maybe until birth. I guess that's what they'd be pushing for next. Certainly, I'm more conservative on that issue, and women are really kind of split right down the middle. When you see the issue of abortion ranked in polling for women, it's not at the top. It surprisingly, it comes somewhere down, you know, about halfway down the level, you know, 5, 6 on that. And half of those women are in, take my position. Half of my, those women are pro-life. So it cuts both ways. And honestly, the question is, how excited are they about the issue? I will tell you, I heard a lot of women very concerned about the fact that when Kamala Harris was AG, she specifically went after pregnancy care centers and tried to shut them down if they would not promote abortion. That case, it was called Nifla versus Becerra, went all the way to the Supreme Court, pre-Trump Supreme Court, and was struck down because it was so radical. So yeah, they know in Pennsylvania that they need to get legal funds together for pregnancy care center. That's not pro-choice. That's for abortion. If you don't want there to be any other choice, any other alternative, that's the position that the Harris campaign has taken on this.
All right, Penny, I wanted to ask you, too, J.D. Vance, and we played in context. He was on with Megyn Kelly kind of telling us what he meant about the cat lady situation and saying the Democrat Party now, as currently constituted, doesn't support child tax credits. What do you think of where Vance is headed with this?
Well, I'm sorry. I wish I had heard that. I don't know what you're specifically referring to. But there is an anti-natalist group within the Democratic Party. Let's just be honest. Conservative for America has always supported tax credits for children. We need to make sure that families have what they need. We support school choice. We need parents to be able, the money should follow the kid. And the parents should be able to decide what school works for my kid. That would take care a lot of this. And give parents the ability to say, my kid should go to Jewish day school, or should go to Christian school, or should go to a public school in a different zip code. And if we really want to take care of inequity, that's where we start. Getting kids out of failing schools, giving them the ability to learn in an educational setting that fits their needs. And the state doesn't have the ability to determine that.
Exactly. Well, Penny, glad you were in Pennsylvania. Where do people go to your group to follow what you're doing?
Follow us at concernwomen.org and then on all the socials. And also, I'm on social media as well, PY Nance, on Instagram and everything else. And follow our bus tour. The Big Pink Bus is going around the country. We will end in Montana, which is a very, you know, important state for a Senate race, as of August 20th. But pray for us and follow us. And we're out there talking to women and speaking the truth to power.
Thank you, Penny. Penny Nance here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is push pound 1210. We have the lightning round coming up, and then we'll make a determination on the winner for this week for a great prize. But J.D. Vance, with the attacks on him with Appalachia, Kentucky, and then the cat lady stuff, is really center ring. Harris drowning some of that out. But here's what Vance said. I want to play it one more time. What Vance said to Megyn Kelly today.
You want the whole clip or just the tax credit part?
Yeah, just the tax credit part.
Why do we have the Harris campaign coming out this very morning, Megyn, and saying that we should not have the child tax credit, which lowers tax rates for parents of young children? It's because they have become anti-family and anti-kid. And I'm proud to stand up for parents, and I hope that parents out there recognize that I'm a guy who wants to fight for you. I want to fight for your interests. I want to fight for your stake in the country, and that is what this is fundamentally about. The Democrats in the past 5-10 years, Megyn, they have become anti-family. It's built into their policy. It's built into the way they talk about parents and children, and it's time that we called that out. I don't think we should back down from it, Megyn. I think we should be honest about the problem.
All right, that coming off the cat lady comment and, you know, taken out of context, of course.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.